Doesn't spoil. All right, so we're on top Nun Beis tonight. So I'll begin about five lines from the top and Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So if you remember yesterday we discussed the machloket between Abaye v'Rava with kiddushin shlo nimsru l'biya. If you have kiddushin but there's a halakhic impediment to having biya, are the kiddushin effective or not? According to Abaye, they are effective. And according to Rav, not. We brought a series of rayas. Now the Gemara is going to bring the final raya in favor of Abaye and against Rava. This is on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So the fourth line. So Tashma. So the Gemara brings the proof to Tani Tavyomi. Tavyomi taught the following braisa. Lezech hamishavanim, lezech hamishavanot. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben has five sons, and Shimon has got five daughters. The Amar, Reuben says, Achat mi benotecha, mekudeshet l'achat mi benai. That one of your daughters should be mekudeshet to one of my sons. Now Rashi points out that Reuben is authorized from the sons to effect kiddushin on their behalf. But all he says is, one of your daughters is mekudeshet to one of my sons, and he doesn't specify who, what, or when, or where. So he says, Kol achat v'achat sricha hamishah gitin. So now each, we don't know which one you're Mikudesha to, but the Gemara takes, there is a Kiddushin. So in order to straighten out the whole thing, each one of the daughters requires five get. In other words, each one of the five sons has to give a get to each one of the daughters, because we don't know who is Mikudesha to who. Mate Echad Mehem, if one of the sons dies, Kol Echad Mechad Tzricha Arba Agitin, V'chalitza Me'echad Mehem. Then there's only four surviving sons. So each of the five daughters requires four gittin from the four surviving sons, and they each require chalitza from one of the sons. It doesn't matter which one, but they need require chalitza. Anyway, so the point is, though, that right, it seems clear from this brisa that it's kiddushin shlonim through the bia. It's not clear who married whom. Nevertheless, it's kiddushin shlonim through the bia, but there is kiddushin. So the Gemara says, look, maybe there's an easy way out of this, like we answered last time. Maybe at the time of the Kiddushin, the two fathers did specify which son to which daughter, and then they all forgot what was going on with that.
He says,
but the language of the Braisa is that one of your daughters is in Kiddushin to one of my sons. So we think, so Tiyufta to Rava, Tiyufta. So Rava is all Abgishlach, Rava's history, and indeed we're paskening the Gemara's like Abaye, the Kiddushin from Sulubia. And now the Gemara says, Mefurash, the Lacha follows Abaye and Yal Kigam. Let's see Rashi on that. Yal Kigam. Everybody with me around the 10th narrow line in Rashi. Yal Kigam. Simanei halakot heim, shenech kubahem Abaye v'Rava. These are simanim of halakot that would have a machlok between Abaye v'Rava. V'chomakom halakot v'Rava. Everywhere in Shas, the Lacha follows Rava. Puts me in, except for these six, where it follows Abaye. And the six are Ya'al Gam. Yud is Yeyush Lomidad Ba'elu Mitziot. Yeyush Lomidad is where a person, it's a Dabar She'ain Bo Siman, and if the owner had known about it, he would have made Yeyush, but he doesn't know about it yet. So is that Yeyush or not Yeyush? So I think Abaye says over there that it's Lo Hab Yeyush, I think. And then the next, that's the Yud. Then the Ayin, the Eid Zomeim, Abaye Amar, the Mafrei who Nifsal, Perik Zeborer. An Eid Zomeim is where you have an Eid that's proved to be an Eid Zomeim. In other words, like he testifies, let's say, in January, and then in March, Mazinim come in and said, Imanu Hayitem. So how could you have testified in January? Yeah, so he says here, so Eid Zomeim, Abaye Amar, the Mafrei who Nifsal, Perik Zeborer. So Abaye says, that those Edom Mafreya, their Nipsal is Edom. In other words, any Edos they gave from January is Pasuk, because they were Edom Zomim. He says, and then Lechi Haomei Meilav Perakum to Erevin. Lechi Haomei Meilav is when you're putting up an Erev, let's say you were putting up in a Shikupi Mavoot, you need a Lechi or a Korah at the entranceway of the Mavui, but it's a Lechi that was there already. In other words, I'm not putting up anything special. Do I need a Lechi put up specifically for the Shituba Mavot or not? And then here, Kiddushin Shlo Nimsru the Bia, and as Rashi says Nimsru, from the Gemara said the Gemara's language was Kedushin Shein Misurin Labiyah. So Rashi says Shein Shlo Nimsru Labiyah. So that's the way I remember it more. Shlo Nimsru Labiyah B'Shmaitin, and then Giluita to Begita B'Shaleah. That's where a man gives a get to his shliach, delivers to the wife. He comes to the wife. The wife says, "Come back again tomorrow." And then the shliach sees the husband. He says, "I baruch." What happened? He says, "I didn't." She said, "Come back tomorrow." He says, "This is baruch Hashem." And then, you know, if he delivers the get later on, is that still an effective get? Is the gilui das, in other words, he made an expression that we could discern his intent, is that enough to cancel the get? And then the final is, mumar ochel nevelot lahachis, it should be the perek zeborer. If it's mumar ochel nevelot lahachis, is he a psul for eight? Anyway, those are the six. Now, Tosfos has other candidates for the lamed, yal gam, but the bottom line is, and this is what Rav Leibowitz was saying, you see from our Gemara, clearly the Kuf is clearly the Kedushin, because our Gemara has it like that. All right, now let's see the top Tosfos, top left-hand corner, the top Tosfos. There's an incident came before Rabbeinu Tam, who was one of Rashi's grandchildren, and with the son of Rabbi Oshia Levi, Shekidesh Bat Ashirachad, he's Mekadosh, the daughter of one wealthy man. He just said, "Your daughter is Mekadosh to me." I assume she's a Katana, or that she had designated the father to be a Shaliach. I was the Chassan said, "Your daughter is Mekadosh to me, Stama." He didn't say, "Ploni, your daughter." Rabbi Tam says, "She's Mekadosh." It goes without saying, if he had shiduchim, and it means the way the Rav Leibowitz was saying that, like, you know, they have tanaim and there are, like, you know, financial enforcement if you don't go forward with the wedding. So if they're doing shiduchim and he's got one daughter, Sar Rachel, and that's the one he's doing the shiduchim with, and then he kind of says, "Your daughter's mekadeshin to me," so he says, certainly in that case, we know who he's talking about because the whole thing. He says, "Ella, I feel lo shidech b'shem," even if he didn't have shiduchim b'shem. Was just, they had kind of like informally agreed to be married. The Amar Plonita attained the law, Ishlam Amar, the Dait the Haki Kaddish. So, and the father had said, "You know, it's a good deal, you know, Sarah Rachel's yours." And then he says, "So Yeshlam Amar, the Dait the Haki Kaddish." Then he comes and he says, "Your daughter's been Kadesh to me." So, then the Shaver Yisrael Yasuav, the Bru Kasab. So, there, you know, like, people aren't going to be deceitful. You know, that's what he discussed. So everybody's on the same page. But for Od, I feel low pirash nami, I feel the bepeh. Even if nothing was said explicitly as to which daughter he's mekadesh, he's some of more the kiddush hagadola. So now, Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that most likely, when nothing is said, the presumption is default over to his oldest daughter. Because, you know, like it says by Yaakov with Lavan, or Lavan says to Yaakov, we don't give the younger daughter before the older daughter. So Rabbi Menachem Yuni Nechbakalav. So Rabbi Menachem Yuni disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. Ramar the Hanavi Nami to me Shekidei Shekat Mishtei Akayot. He says that's just like a person's Mekadosh one of two daughters in our Gemara. He can debate Rabbeinu Tam the Golem Kudeshet from Golia Sechem Kamenu Zaino Lola Rava Lola Labaye. He says, so it's not working out with either Abaye or Rava, because it says, so Rava said, it's no Kiddushin at all, because I don't know who she's Mekudeshin, Kiddushin Slonim Serbia. And even Abaye says, he says, Kiddushin, he has Kiddushin, they need to give a get. That's what I'm saying. In Cain Zanami, Serithitang get. Rav Rabbeinu Tam Chazarbo, Lodat Udna. Says Rabbeinu Tam retracted his position, at least vis-a-vis the last case where nobody's name was mentioned. Now, he really was mentioning that Shulchan Aruch mentions that in Achinami is supposed to get what? The older one should go before the younger one. So there's a whole, you know, tumult among, like, post-Kim and like that. He was saying, that's the young one. So he mentioned this, the Chuba Ramosha. Ramosha says, you know, the only application is they're both ready to get married. In other words, like, maybe like they're both engaged, like what we call engagement. So the older one should be married first, and then the younger one. But it's a topic that comes up in halacha. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
What was the kiss we had yesterday?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara said. That he's saying like the classic case of Kedushin Shlonim through the Bia is a person was Makadish one of two daughters, and he didn't specify which one. It's like the case of the Mishnah. So that Kufa is the case of Kedushin Shlonim through the Bia. So that's the Machloka. That's Machloka between Abayev and Rava. In other words, if Kedushin Shlonim through the Bia, so according to Rava, nobody's Kedushin. And according to Baye, one is, but I don't know which one, so I have to give a get to both of them. That's the way it comes out. So, but Rabino Tam wasn't going with that Mahalach. He was saying that we're going to assume that he meant the oldest daughter will be Mekudeshet. So then Rabino Tam was closer from his position. Okay? All right. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, I'm going forward. Okay, the two dots. Anun Bezim and Aleph. So, Ma'aseh B'Chamesh Nashim. So the Mishnah mentioned that there was an incident with five women where the fellow gathered a basket with figs, and he said, at least according to language in the Mishnah, that you're all Mekadesh to me, that we've learned yesterday, that there's one way to explain that one of you is Mekadesh. But anyway, he says, Amarav, Shwamina Manitin. Rav says we can deduce from our Mishnah, he says, Arba, four halakot, we can extrapolate from the Mishnah. He says, Benakit Rabbi Yadiklat. But Rav, in his corpus of teaching, only taught like three of the halakhot, and the fourth he didn't teach, for reasons that the Gemara will explain. He says, So we can learn from our Mishnah that a makarish perot shvi'at mekudeshet, if a person takes the fruit of Shemitah year, which is what he took in the case of the Mishnah, that would affect Kiddushin. Oh, we'll explain in a minute. So Yosef says, why wouldn't it? Let's see Rashi. We'll do two Rashi. So let me go from the previous sugya. Three lalakot he incorporated in his like corpus of learning. But the fourth one he didn't feel he could, and the Gemara will explain why. We don't say it's not really your money. In other words, this is Hefker, and you're Zocha from the Hefker. He says, Ella can't. In other words, we don't say, in other words, what's the status of, you took it from a Hefker, but what's the status vis-a-vis you and that fruit? Is that absolutely your property or not? So he says, well, he says that I don't say that he's not Zocha in it. He says, Ella came in Zakaba and Mamono, who look called the bar. Since he was Zocha with it, it's his money for everything. He says, Inami, Lotame, La Akla, Marchman of Lodabarachair. Or else I might have thought, the Torah says the Perish Fiat are Lachem La Ochla, to eat, and not for any other purpose. So Kamash Malan, that he can use it to be Mekadesh, a woman.
What was it?
Again. So we said that from our Mishnah, we can extrapolate that the Perish Fiat can be used to be Mekadesh Nisha. So Rashi says, what would I have thought otherwise, which is what you were asking. Yeah. So the first is that maybe I would say that since he's Zocha from Hefker, it's not his totally. That's the first shot. The second shot is I would have thought that the Torah says Perish Fiat are Lachem La'Ochla. It's for you to eat. And so you're using it for a different purpose, maybe not allowed. So he says, no, but that's okay. Okay, let's see back in Gemara. Hamakadosh Perish Fiat Mekudeshet, Hushmamina Kitcha Begezel, Eina Mekudeshet, Afil Begezel Dor. Says that we can also extrapolate from the Mishnah that if a man is a Mekadesh woman with theft, she's not Mekadeshet, even if the item that he's giving her was hers originally. And let's see why I would have thought otherwise. He says, Mimoyim, where do I see that in the Mishnah about the theft? So the Mishnah says that the Kalkala of Ta'anim was theirs, it was their property, and it was Shemitah. So therefore, some of the women are Mekadeshet, but not the two sisters. Tama the Shviyat the Hefker who. The reason that it works out Kedushin because it was Hefker. Had the Shar Shani Shvuelo. But if it would be a different year, so in the Shmita cycle, nobody would be Mekudeshet. So the Gemara says that's the second halakha. Let's see Rashi. On Rashi, Gafilu, six lines above where it gets wide, Gafilu begins up and go. Lomin be Kabilte Achilte. We don't say that once she accepted it for Kedushin, she was mochel on it. Meaning, maybe we'll say like this. No. Let's say, skip the hefker part. Let's say he stole the property from the woman. Now he's returning the property to her. And she's accepting it between kiddushin. So I don't say that she like was mochel the whole thievery. And now it's yours because I want to get mekudesh to you. Maybe that's a way to think it through. Even if it's her gezel, we don't say that. And instead, we say she's not mekudesh. All right. Right. Okay. Let's do a lachot. So the Gemara says, and ushmamina nishana sechliach kaverta. And the third halacha that we learned is that a woman can be a shliach for her friend, but I feel like she's not said latzara. Even if she's going to be a tzara, a co-wife to her, she's it can be a shliach because one woman of the five is acting as a shliach on behalf of all of them. So normally Rashi points out. Let's look at Rashi. Five lines above where it gets wide. But who come shasit latzara? The avopisha b'chol edut she'isha k'shera law. In every testimony that a woman is kasha to give edus, which is limited amounts, he says, like let's say that your husband is dead or something like that. He says, ain hatzara ne'emenet. The tzara is not believed. In other words, because we think the tzara wants to sabotage the co-wife. Like let's say the co-wife will get married and then the husband will show up alive. You know what I mean? So was now she's out of the picture. So we don't believe it's Sarah in terms of her ne'emanus. He says, shlichutamie came into abda. But when it comes to shlichus, she does it. So that's it. It is effective. They're all co-wives through the one that accepted it. We learned that ones who are not related to one another are mekudashot. So we see that the tzara could be shliach. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. Let's three dinim down, and then beidach. Now beidach mahi. What's number four that Rav did not want to include in his girsa? Kiddushin shein misrun lebia. Now kiddushin shein misrun lebia. There is a diach from the Mishnah as to what the halacha is. Now we learned already that Abai and Rava have different diukim as to what that diach is. So remember, Abai is going to learn. Then it says you're Mekadesh two women simultaneously, so nobody's Mekadeshet, but it sounds like if you would Mekadesh one of the two, they would work, and that's Kash against Rabbah. And Rabbah learns, no. The Mishnah says in the beginning, the way Rabbah learns the Sugya, that if you Mekadesh one of two, that that they're not Mekadeshet, that's the same as if you Mekadesh both simultaneously. So he says, B'nechashba. So why doesn't he put that in? In his Rav, that is, in his Seder, in his, Girsa. He wasn't certain what the Diyuk is. In other words, Abai and Rava each have their own way to learn the Mishnah. Whichever way they learn, that's Diyuk, but I don't know which is the correct way to learn the Mishnah. You know, it's interesting, though, that Rashi assumes, I don't know, Rashi assumes that he would learn like Rava, not like Abai. It comes out like the Lux, like Abai, that Kiddush and Shlonim with the Bia. But if you look at Rashi, the first wide line, the next of a Rav Nami Lahav Amoy Lo Nakapiyah De Aflad Hanami Shmamina the Kedushin She'ain Mister in the Bia Lo Avi Kedushin. We can deduce that that's like Rava, and the Maskana is like Abaye. So, but maybe but that's the way that's why Rav didn't learn that way. All right, now
what's the fourth one?
But Kedushin Shlonim Mister the Bia, which is what we're discussing. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Kisalik Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, Amr al-Hashmaita coming to Rabbi Yochanan. He repeated this halach for Rabbi Yochanan. The halach that he's repeating is the second halach about Gezel. So it says, So that he repeated that halach for Rabbi Yochanan. You know, the Gemara says about Metziah that Rabbi Zera fasted 100 fasts when he went to Eretz Yisrael that he should get all the learning in Babel because that there were two contentions over there in the learning. But anyway, he repeated this halakha before Rabbi Yochanan. And by the way, earlier, Rav is before Abai and Rava. And so when it says like he wasn't sure to learn like by Rava, it means that, you know, the way that they would learn in the future. I don't think they're like after. That's what you have to say. Rav's contemporary of Shmuel and I think about Rava are, you know, after that, I believe. No, they are. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kisalik Rib Zera, Amar Lahashmai, to come into Yochanan. Amar Lahim Yamar Rav Hafi. He said, "Did Rav say that?" So we think that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, "Did Rav say that?" Meaning, we think that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kiddushin with Gezel is effective. That's what we think. He says, "V'hulo Amar." Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the same thing? But Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gazal Yashu Ba'alim. Yochanan says, "If a person stole and the Ba'alim, the owners, didn't make Yeish, Shnei Meinam Yicholu." Neither one, neither the Goslin nor the true owner, can be Makdish. Let's say he stole a chair. So neither one can be Makdish that chair. Shishlo, the
Indeed,
Goslin is
indeed.
not his. The and the true owner, because not his Rishus. So if he can't be Makdish, we assume he can't be. It's like a little bit of play on words, like, or I don't know if that's the intention, but he can't be Mekadesh Anisha with it. So if he can't be Mekadesh Lekapsa, he can't be Mekadesh a woman with it. So Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing as Rav. So what's he saying? So Hakin Tamarlai, me Amarav Kibati. What he was saying is, does Rav really hold like I do that indeed Gezel is not good for Kibbutz? Okay, Mayfei. So on this we ask Akasha from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, so again, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both say that if you're Mekadesh with Gezel, and even if it's Gezel Didar, you're not Mekudeshi. So Mayfei. So let me ask the question from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, "Kitcha b'gezel b'chamasu b'gneva." If a man was mekadesh a woman with gezel, means he steals like to your
Your
face.
face.
He steals and he doesn't pay for it. He takes the item. But chamas, yeah. Well, remember, chamas again it means something different, and the chumash means something different in chazal. But in chazal, it means chamas means that I take it, but I give pay you for it. In other words, you don't want to sell it to me, but
Course
I.
it's a thousand.
But I take it, and then here's the money. He says, "Ubigneva is like I tunnel into your house. You don't even know that when I will, that I stole it." He says, "Or you don't know when I stole it." So Osha katav selami, or if he took a sella out of her hand, out of the victim, and then he's mekadesh with it, mikudeshet. So the Tana of the Brisa learns in all these cases the woman is mikudeshet. And that's a brisa.
I guess I
And
missed.
Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said not mikudeshet. And it's true the Rav extrapolated from our Mishnah, but it seems like at least a theorem. So the Gemara says, Hatam begezel didah. So the Gemara says, over there in the brisa, we're talking about where he stole from her. Now the Gemara will ask, and Rav said, even begezel didah, but the Gemara will come to that. He says, Hami katani seifa, oshtaf selami shalah, the chadresha begezel da almas. So the Gemara says, from the fact that the Sefer of the Brisa says, or he took it from her, it sounds like the earlier cases where we're not from her, and yet it's saying that it is distribution. So the Gemara says, no, Perushi Kamafarish. There was Derek is explaining. He says, Kitcha begezel b'chamasa b'gneva, Ketzad. Like, let's say he stole a seller from her hand, the Kitchabo. So Mela, that's the case that good Kiddushin. So turn the page, the top line in Ahmed Bey's, we're on Nun Bey Zaman Bey's 52B at the top line.
Bryce's case is that he stole from her and his kosher.
Right. So the Gemara says, Bahama the Gezel Didah. But our Mishnah also, it means the Diak from the Mishnah. There was, here he's got the Peir of Shviat, but if it wouldn't be Shviat, it wouldn't be anything. Bahamanitin Gezel Didah, the Kama Rav in a Mekadeshet. So that's still a stira, because at least Rav's deduction from the Mishnah is Gezel Didah is not good Kiddushin. And the Bryce says, of course, the Gezel Didah is good Kiddushin. So, low kasha, there's no contradiction between the Brysa, and you could say the Mishnah or Rav. He says, Had the Shadich. The Bryce is talking about that the two, the man and the woman, had Shidduchim. In other words, they got together, you want to get married, and then maybe they had Tanayim, whatever. And they're on the page, they're going to get married to each other.
He stole from her.
And he stole from her. And I don't know if that augurs so well for the marriage, but that's the way it's going. Had low Shadich. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about nothing doing between these two, they have zero relationship. So therefore, when there's a whole relationship and he gives it to her, so it's likely that she says, "Yeah, Mocha, yeah, I just want to get married already. Come on,
He didn't steal
like
from
you
me.
stole my diamond ring,
At least he's giving it back.
or I shouldn't say diamond ring, but you stole something, you're giving it back. So Mocha, that's yours now. It's mine again. Fine, but in the Mishnah, nobody knows anybody, so it's not good Kiddushin. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
So Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would agree to that also.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Let's go further. Okay. Now, on line three, on Nun Beis Amud Beis, line three. Hahi itta to have a kamasha kara b'mashichla demaya. There was a woman who was washing her foot in this bowl of water. Now, we'll see in a minute. Ata hu gavra, you're going to have a couple of cases with people stealing and being mekadesh with that which they stole. Is Ata hu gavra chatav zuzi mechavre, a certain person came, he steals money from his friend, he says, v'shadala, and he throws it at this woman. Amar la, mekadeshali. He says, harei mekadeshali. Very romantic. She's washing her foot. He's stealing the money and throwing it at her. So now, Atu Gavra coming to Rava. So the man came for Rava and says, what's the status? Am I married to this lady or not? So he says, Amar, late the Kash Lahad Rib Shimon, Damar Sam Zili Yesh Bralim Habi. He says, nobody holds like Rib Shimon. We'll explain Rib Shimon sheets in a minute. That it means Rib Shimon Bar Yochai, who says, Stam Gzela Yesh Balim, that by Gzela, we assume that the Balim make Yesh. So that being the case,
yeah,
she's not Mekadeshit. Now, first, with the Mashikla, the Tosas Rid says he doesn't understand, I don't understand either. Why he mentioned that she's washing her leg in water. But then, the Ritva, which was quoted in the Sift by Rabbi Leibowitz, quoted as well, the Ritva wants to say that the significance is like this, that Lu Yatsur, it would have been his money, and even though she said nothing to him, and he throws it at her, that they would be Mekudesh, even though she's in the middle of washing her foot. So the way Rav Leibowitz was saying it, it's like multitasking. In other words, she's doing one thing, I'm washing my foot, and he's throwing money at me, and she doesn't say, I'm saying, is she accepting the Kiddushin, or she's like,
she
in it,
yes
or maybe she's like, in the Adam's valve. She doesn't say anything. So the Ritva wants to say that it's teaching me that no, she's been Kudesh, even though she was washing her the foot. But then at the end, the Ritva is closer from it. And he said, at first, he wants to say, but Dochach, you could like, it's difficult, you could say this. Then he said what he said in the Sifter that, you know, I don't know, there's like I don't know, it's a manuscript or one version. It says, no, I don't think that's correct, he says at the end. But that's one idea. Now, let's just take a look at Reb Shimon's halacha, and then we'll do in the Rashi. Let me say this outside, and we'll say it inside. So this is a sugya in Masechet Kelim, but it's a discussion in Baba Kama, which is coming up the next Masechet Daf Yomi's Baba Kama. So it's Kuf Yud Daled. So that would be like 3 months, so around 4.5 months from now. So so the Gemara mentions is machlok between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. If a person steals like a piece of leather, and he wants to use it as a rug. So the Mishnah Masechet Kelim is talking about when is it Mekabel Tuma. So normally it's Mekabel Tuma when it's finished. In other words, when the object is finished. But let's say the Baalim decided it's finished. That's finished enough now. I'm ready to use it the way it is. So a person stole like a hide and it hadn't been finished off. So, but then the Goslin is using it like a rug. So according to the Chachamim, if it was Geneva, then he has a koach. The Ganav has a koach to declare I'm finished with it and it's mekabel tuma, but gzeila not. So, but according to Reb Shimon, it's the other way around. According to Reb Shimon, if it's gzeila, the Goslin has a call to say it's done and not Geneva. So Reb Shimon's thinking is like this: by Gzela, we assume that the true owners don't want to start up with him. He's stolen. He's a tough guy. You know, he stole in their presence. So, but by Geneva, they're hoping to take him to a din Torah or whatever, something like that. And then according to the Chachamim, it comes out the opposite that. By Geneva, what do they say? I can't remember, but by Geneva, anyway, so the point is, though, that Reb Shimon says is that if there's Gzela, we can assume there's Yesh from the Baalim. So if there's Gzela, there's Yesh from the Baalim. So here, he stole the money, and the guy is there. So Shinui, and Shinui Rishut, you meant. But we says nobody holds from Reb Shimon. Okay? So now, on line six, on Beis and Beis. Ahu Arisa, this is again different situations where a person he's stealing and he's being Makadish one with it. Ahu Arisa, the Kaddish bim Uza the Shamte. So it was a sharecropper. Now a sharecropper gets a portion of the crops, either a quarter or a third or a half. So he's working the field, it's not his field, and he's Makadish bim Uza the Shamte. is a handful of onions, is the way Rashi learns it. So he has not yet divided the onions with his employer or the landowner. He takes a handful of onions and he's Mekadosh and Isha with it. So Akil comes to Rabba, because for Rabba, now with the handful of onions, undoubtedly a portion of it must belong to him because he's entitled to like some portion of it. And it might be even half of them. But he says, Akil comes to Rabba, Amarle, Man Achalpa. Who was Mokel? You, they mean that the whole thing belongs to you. So it means like this. The woman receiving these onions assumes that the whole bundle of onions are hers. But it's not that way because he had not yet worked out the division. So he says, but how do you mean leave the Musa? That's only with a handful of onions. About Kisha, but if it's a bundle of some other vegetable which are sold in set bundles, and it means with the bundle of onions, like there could be the handful of onions, it could be like, you know, it could be 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, and you know, everybody's handful is different, and every handful is different. That's the way, like, sort of the way Rav Leibowitz was saying. So he says, but the Kisha, there's a set
size.
It's like when you go into the food store and the vegetables, you know, they sell like bundles of maybe celery or something like that. So, so he says, about Kisha, Mati Amarle, there the groom could say to his employer or to the landowner, in other words, look, I took one bundle of vegetables. You're taking one bundle of that. Kisha kikisha. One bundle is like another bundle. You know, gigas and tahid. So
that would work.
Yeah, in other words, like he's getting a certain number of kisha out. So I took one kisha.
Take the next one.
Right, so take it off my tally. You know, we'll work out the end of it. If we're splitting 50-50, so you take it off my tally. Excuse me. Children, be quiet. If you can't get in, walk around to the front. Now, Hahu Sarsia, the Kaddish Befruma de Shikra. There was a brewer who was Makadesh Befruma de Shikra, is like the leftover, he's brewing dates, taking the dates.
And order.
Right, he's a brewer. Again, it's also with like Lamachsid Shekhar. He's going to get half of it. In other words, the owner of the dates brings him the dates. He's going to turn the dates into like date beer, and we're going to split it. He says, but he took like the leftover dates that he had used to brew, which is that belongs to the owner. Customer, whatever. He says, "Who starts here? The Kaddish be Fruma de Shikra, Atamari de Shikra." So he took these leftover days since the Kaddish Nisha with her, but worth the Shava Pruta. But he says, "Atamari de Shikra." So the owner of the comes. He says, "Ashtei Amalei Amai Lo Teiti Ben Hay Harifa." He said, "Why didn't you take them the better dates?" In other words, like when they're brewing the dates, each time you brew it, like the dates get watered down or whatever. So he said, there's better dates, the more flavor, some you could have used better dates to Kaddish Isha. So the issue is, by that statement, was he Mochel? And it was Mochel, so then now there's your dates, and there's a whole question to me, like the Mafreya, whatever, but that's the way it's going. So now,
even if he is Mochel, we say Mafreya, it was good.
But that's one way to understand it. But in other words, the idea is, if he's Mochel, it's good Kiddushin. That's the way we understand it. Then, they said, one of the Mepharshim said that they had agreed, I think, that like some dates would be the brewers, but they didn't agree which dates would be. And then he says, though, that, then, but anyway, you get the idea. So he says here, Atla Kami the Rabba. So they came before Rabba, or the groom comes before Rabba, and he says, is my Kiddushin okay or not? I don't know what's going on. So Amar Rabba said, Lo Amru Klake Tzilyapo, Il Yin Truma Bavad. So he said, we only assume in halakha that that's a valid, you know, certification of what took place by truma, and not here. And we'll see in a minute.
But he's being sarcastic.
Well, that's the issue. We're going to see. So it says the Tanya. We learn in the Braisa, Ketzar Amru Torim Shlomidad Truma To Truma. So what's the halakha that they said? Let's say I go to your field or whatever, and I separate out truma without your knowledge or consent. It says, let's say I go to your field, leakate batarm shlobershut, and I collect without rishus, and I separate out truma without rishus. Im choshesh mishum gezel, if the owner is, you know, concerned about gezel, ain't truma to truma. That's not a proper designation because he's not authorized to separate truma. Bim lav truma to truma. But otherwise, if there's no chashash that the owner is machzik that is gezel, and it is truma. How do you know whether the true owner is, you know, concerned about Gezel or not? So he says, if the Balabas comes and finds this person, he says, he said, why didn't you take, like, better? In other words, like, the better crop for the Truma. In other words, you took, you know, let's say the B crop. Why didn't you take the A crop? You know, to separate the truma. In other words, the fruit that he's or the crops that he's designating as truma could be, you know, A, B, or C. And why don't you take the better quality to this truma? In nimsu yafot mehem, if indeed there are better ones, truma to truma, then we assume that the Balabas' statement, that's a true statement. He said he should have better one. Beam lav, but if there are better ones, and he says, why don't you take the better ones? Ain't truma to truma. Because that means he's being sarcastic. Like, why don't you take the better ones? Like, who asked you to do anything? He says, Hayuha ba'ali malakti mosifim. If the true owners then came and then they gathered more and then they added on to it. So, in other words, that's like, in essence, affirming that it is truma. If I'm adding on, if I harvest more crops, then I add my truma to your truma, that means that I hold that your truma is good truma, ben kokobain tak truma to truma. So there, if he says, you know, clock hatesil yafod, that's an affirmation that indeed that was a good, that he assumed that he's saying, yeah, I'm happy with what you did. One second. No. One second. Let me finish. I'll talk. Okay. About hacha bishim kisufa hu da'abad b'inim kadeshev. Kisufa. Here, now there's different ways to tie it up. Here, with the kiddushin, we think that the owner, it's either Mishum Kisufa, the owner's embarrassed to say, no, you know, I want my dates back. Get it back. Or Kisufa, he reason he's making the statement, or he's got another thing here. One second. He different ways to explain what Kisufa is. One second. Yeah, right. The way he has it here, the art scroll, because he was embarrassed to insist that we would return the date remnants, which he had taken. And therefore, that's the way he takes it. There was another shot also about Kisufa, or else that, right. Anyway, so that's why he said it.
So, now, is it good or not good?
So it means with the dates, it's not a good Kiddushin, because he didn't really of his own free volition, you know, say you could take my dates, I mean, Mekadesh Azisha. And the fact that he said, you know, you should have given her better dates. He says he's embarrassed to say anything, but he didn't really intend to transfer. By Truma, if he says Clark Hitzel Yafot, and there are Yafot, then that means he's affirming it. Or if he harvests additional and he adds the Truma to that Truma, it's also a confirmation that it's good Truma.
All right. He has the same fine, or he has
no, one? No. In other words, like, let's say we got, let's say, like a big basket or a big, not a garbage can, a big can filled with truma. And then the true owner comes and he's mafrish more and he throws his truma into that truma. So that means that he accepts that the truma was truma. So then that's an affirmation that he had permission to do it. Okay. Now, welcome everyone. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far in Zoom land or here? Everybody good? All right. Let's go further. All right, let's take a look. All right, the next mission. Everybody with me? So we're on Nun Beis on Beis, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, Manitin, HaMekadosh Bechelko. Now, this is talking about Kohanim. Now, Kohanim get a portion of most Ola, obviously, if it's burnt, but even the Ola, they get the hides, but they get a portion. Let's say a person brings a Chatat or an Asham, you know, a sin offering or a guilt offering in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim get a portion of the animal to eat, and a portion goes on the Mizbeach, but the Kohanim get, and Baklu Otam Asher Kapar Bahem, that the Kohanim eat it, and the owner gets Kapara. And no, only from the Kachay, only from the Kachim Kalin, not from the Kachay Kadashim. So, HaMekadosh Bechelko, So the Kohen is Makadish, a woman, with his chalek, the Kohen's chalek, being Makadish Kadashim, whether it was from Kadash Kadashim, let's say from a Katat or an Asham, being Makadishim Kalim. Makadishim Kalim, so the Kohen gets the Chazay, the Chazay Vishok, he gets the breast and the right foreleg, I think. He says, Eina Makadishim, the woman is not Makadishim. So the Gemara is going to explain that the Tanna of the Mishnah holds that the chelik of the kohenim is mamon gaboa. In other words, even though the kohen can eat it, but it really belongs to a kaddish baruch hu because there are zocha mishulchan gaboa. There's zocha, so you can't be mekaddish nisha with it. And that's always the litmus test whether you own something, whether you can be mekaddish nisha with it. Okay. Now the master sheni. Let's say a person is mekaddish a woman with master sheni. So master sheni is the tavua, but he's supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So he takes the tavua. Bain shogeg, bain mezid, lo kidesh de remeir. So now shogeg means he doesn't inform her, whether he doesn't inform her or he does inform her. It's Master Shani, or he didn't realize it was Master Shani, but she's not Makudesh. Meaning, it points to remeir, he understands that we don't know any of this yet. Remeir understands that the Master Shani is also Mamam Gaboa. And as you don't own it, the Ribbono Shalom owns it. And the Ribbono Shalom says you can eat it, you know, in Yerushalayim, but you're not the owner of it.
I think Master Shani is only to be eaten.
Yeah, but
so you want to say because he has to be eaten. What does it matter who it belongs to?
No, let's go.
Master Shani money, you could only take, redeem it or take it to Yerushalayim and eat it.
Right.
So, but he's not eating it here. He's using it for.
Let's say she'll take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Well, let's say he says, here's Master Shani. It's yours.
Before.
So then you can eat in your slime, but it's not his to give. You know what I mean? That's the idea. Yes. So now he says, one second. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Shogeg Lo Kidesh. So we're on the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis, around 8 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, welcome. Okay. Nun Beis Amud Beis, 52B, around 8 lines above where it gets wide. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Shogeg Lo Kidesh, Beis and Kidesh. You're talking about if a man is Makadosh Wol and the Master Shani. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda is mechulak on the Tana Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the shogeg lo kidesh means if he didn't realize it was Master Shani or he didn't inform the woman that it was Master Shani, lo kidesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that no, Master Shani indeed is his mamon, it's his money, but if he's not telling her it's Master Shani, it's like a mechach taus. She doesn't realize, you know, I can only, you know, use this in Yerushalayim, you know, and I'm in Tveria. He says, the mazid kidesh. But if he tells her, this is Master Shani, dearest, I'm a kaddish Master Shani. So according to the Tana of Yehuda, she is mekudeshet. Now, uva hekdesh. Now, we talk about hekdesh here. We're talking about kache beta kabayit. So, uva hekdesh.
He tells. If he tells her that it's my position.
Should we do it ourselves?
Hello? I think he froze by me.
Yeah, he's out. He's out of the picture, totally. So, well, Master Shani Ben Shogeg Ben Bezi.
She knows it's my Shani. Why would you have a half a meaning that she isn't Mekudeshet?
So what is he? He's a Levi. He took from his, or a Kohen. He took from his Truma.
He took from his Maaser Shani, and he told him it's Maaser Shani that he has. In other words, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim.
Yeah. And if she accepted it, so it's Mekudeshet. The question, my question is, why would you have a mina even to think that she's not Mukadesh? Once he told her, she knows.
Right, she knows about it.
So why would you even think that she's not Mukadesh? And that's when he froze. He went out of business.
Maybe right. Maybe the Gemara. Name Matnitz in Deloka Rebbe Yossi HaGalili. Oh, you back? Arthur and I were doing it ourselves because you're frozen and now you're muted. You're muted.
Second. Okay, can you hear me now?
Now you're back, yeah.
Okay. And you heard me before Arthur, right? By
the way, if she accepts the mice and Shaney,
you did not hear me before?
You have a minute to think she's not Mukadesh.
Oh, wait. When did you stop hearing me?
By mice and Shaney, when she accepted the mice and Shaney.
Yeah, we totally didn't hear the Hector's piece.
I still don't hear him good.
You're frozen. The hektish b'mezid kidesh b'shogeg lo kidesh. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Meir b'shogeg kidesh. So they flipped it. It's the opposite on the hektish ones. I guess we'll go and talk about it in the Gemara. Oh, so now they're going to talk about who. Kachum Kalim is not. He's out. He's out.
That's it.
You think so? He's got 12 minutes left.
Yes, a few minutes left.
12. He's going to realize he's out. He's going to try to come in. There he is. Oh, he's walking back into the
Bitsmith. Okay. That's exactly right. I'm walking into the shul because the connection wasn't so strong in the sukkah, which is why I kept losing you, okay? All right, now I'm in the basement. Okay, 1 second. Hello, everybody. Okay, I'm in the middle of a shira. Excuse me, but welcome to join us if you like. Okay.
Thank you for coming
close
in.
The door. All right, cue close. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody here? Okay, what happened was the signal wasn't so strong in the sukkah, and that's why it kept blanking out. Okay, but I think you're all along it. Okay, so Anun Beis and Beis, if you want, you could join us. We'd love to have you, okay? So Anun Beis and Beis in the Mishnah, Uva Hekdesh, the Mezid Kiddush, the Shogalo Kiddush, the Remeir. So let's say Man is Makadesh, woman with Hekdesh. It means with Kache Beda Kabaya. So according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, if he says this is Kache Beda Kabaya, his act of being Mekadesh is Mechalel. It's on page 104, on Nun Beis Amud Beis. It's a few lines before it gets right. So his act of being Mekadesh, that deconsecrates the item. He says, but if he doesn't mention it, it doesn't work. We'll have to see the pshat tomorrow with that. Rabbi Yehuda Meir B'shogi Kiddush Meis Lo Kiddush. Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, it only works if nobody realizes that it's Hekdesh, because that's working Midin Me'ila. Me'ila becomes yours, and so that would work. Okay, now, the Gemara says, "Name on Ethan's low Rabbi Yosef Gluli." Focusing on the first halacha, we said that if a kohen is mekadesh an isha with the portions of the korban, so the Tana Mishnah says it's ena mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, "Name on Ethan's low Rabbi Yosef Gluli." Should we say that our mission does not follow Rabbi Yosef Gluli? The Tanya, because we learn the brisa, "Uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem." So it says, "Nefesh ki techata." Uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem, b'chesh b'fikadon o b'tsumin yado b'gazel. If a person does an act of treachery, meaning he denies owing money to somebody, and he takes a shua concerning it, so then he has to bring the special korban. Uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem, so it could say, uma'ala ma'al. What does it add the word b'Hashem? Rabot Kachim Kalim Shehin Mamono de Rabbi Yossi Gaglili. So Rabbi Yossi says the word Bahashem is saying that even if the thing that you denied, let's say I gave you a sheep and it was my korban shlamim. I said keep an eye on Agnes for a few days. I plan to bring this a korban, and then you deny ever receiving it, and then you take a shul that you never received it. Then you owe this special korban that it talks about in the Torah. But it says why. Shehin mamono. That's the person, the Baalim's money. So it sounds like our mission doesn't hold like this. Our mission says the portions of the korban, not yours. And here it says it is yours. So I feel to him, Rabbi Yosef Glili. You could say our mission follows even Rabbi Yosef Glili. Ki kama Rabbi Yosef Glili mechayim. Rabbi Yosef Glili is telling you when the animal is live, there's an argument to say it's the owner's animal. About la'achar shechita lo. But after the animal's been shechted, then even Rabbi Yisraeli says it's not your animal anymore. My taima, ki kazach mishulchan gavoa kazach. Why? It's because what the kohenim are getting is coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. At that time, after it's been shechted, you do this rikas adam, it belongs to Hashem, but he's giving you a heter to eat it. Dekanami dekatani, I could deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah. It says, hamakadosh bechelko ben kachi kadoshim ben kachim kalim lo kidesh. It says bechelko, that the kohen is makadosh bechelko, his portion. His portion is only his, after Shechita. And that's the thing that we're discussing. Shmamina. Let me do quickly, and that'll be it. Third white line. Tanur Rabbanan, Lachar P'tir Tosh Rameir, after the death of the Tanur Rameir, Amar Lehem Rabbi Huda Tamidav, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, Bar Pluktis Rachas, so Rabbi Huda said to his Tamidim, Ayikansu Tamid Rameir Lekan, I don't want any Tamid Rameir coming to our base medrash. Then Shekantaran in pain. They're like provoking people, they're giving Ajita, they're not cutting to coming to learn. They want to chop me down with halacha. And that was saying the foregoing. Simchas was the Talmud Rameir, pushes way into Rabbi Yehuda's base medrash. Says Amar Lahem Kachshan Ali Rameir. He says this is what the Tan Rameir taught me. What we learned in the Mishnah. I'm a Kaddish Bechelko being Kachshi Kadashim being Kachshim Kalim Lo Kiddush. If a person a Kohen is Mekaddish in Easter with his chelak in the korban, it's not effective kiddushin. To ask Rabbi Yehuda Alehem, Rabbi Yehuda got angry at his own Talmidim. Amar Alehem, Lutach, Amar Tlechem, Al Yikansum, Ni Talmidim, Rameir Lekan. Didn't I tell you that don't let these Talmidim in here? They should come to Ranim Haim. They're like, give me Ajita, Lul Motor Haimboim, Al Kapachani Balak, Pod Haimboim. So he says, Vahishaba Zarminayan. So he says, what is a woman doing in the Azar? You're saying if the Kohen, and there was a Kohen, you're talking about Kachi Kadashim. So Kachi Kadashim cannot leave the Azar, the base of Mekdash. So what would a woman, how would you have the Ukimta, that you're Makadish, a woman, in the Azara, the base of Mikdash? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, so Sumchus comes in, he says, I have a lock on the name of Rabbi Yehuda. If a Kohen is Makadish and Isha with his Chaylik in the Korb on the Kach and Kadashim, so he says, it ain't a Makadish, right? It's not Makadish, low Kadesh. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, they're impossible. What? How would this even be? How would you have an Kimta that a Kohen is Mekadosh Nisha in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash? How would is a woman even allowed in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash? He says, there's a whole discussion we don't have time in Tosfos. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi was there. Yomu Meir Shachah. People will say that Rameir died. Yehuda Kaz, Rabbi Yehuda got angry. Yossi Shatak, and Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Divrei Torah, Matei Lev. What happened to the Torah? L'chi Ein Adam Asu L'Kabel Kedushin L'Bito Ba'Azara. Can it be that a man would be authorized to accept kiddushin on his behalf of his daughter in the Azara? Can it be that a woman would, you know, designate somebody to accept in the Azara? Or in the third alternative, where she pushed her way into the Azara. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Brice we learn, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says, Mikudeshet, that he disagrees with the mayor. He holds that the woman would be Mikudeshet. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't Mikudeshet. He says not. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. They're both darshan the same pasuk. It says concerning the portion that the kohenim are going to get, this will be yours from the kodesh kadashim. Kodesh kadashim are like certain types of korbanot that are eaten in the base of mikdash, like a chatat nasham min ha'esh, from the fire. Rabbi Yehuda savar lecha lekol tzrachecha. Rabbi Yehuda says when it says zeh yelecha, it's like it's totally your property. Rabbi Yossi savar ke'esh. Yossi says min ha'esh, that the food that you're getting is like the fire. Ma'esh la'achila, meaning just like the portions of the korban that are burnt on the mizbeach, are to be consumed. This is Ahunami Lahila. So too, this is given to you, but for a limited purpose, just to eat it, just to consume it. For no other purpose is it given to you. But boiling to a basic idea, it boils down to, all right, that's the way I'm going to say it. Okay, I think I can pull a day with this. No. Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. One second.